For us, this week, just like every Thursday, we make the emphasis about the football. And the 49ers have shown they have the ability to attack it defensively. I think they've created 17 takeaways this season. And then their offense done a good job as well. I think Cap has 3 interceptions, 11 touchdown passes, so they understand that as well. So big day for us about the ball. We'll certainly add some red zone work in and a bunch of third down. Both sides, we felt like we needed to continue to work hard in that area to get ready. Past that, no changes from our injury report yesterday with one exception. Dwight Freeney will participate today. So other than that, no changes from yesterday's injury report that you guys have. And with that, I'll be glad to open it up to your questions regarding the week.
Coach, what's the next step in the progression? You talked about this last week with Julio. What's the next step in your progression?
Really just being able to explode pain-free. And when that part comes, so we'll definitely have him run some today and participate in the walkthrough. And then tomorrow, really get up and kind of test it and push it. So that'll be the next phase. He did well in the first part today, you know, with a little bounce to him going through the walkthrough. And our walkthrough is more jogging, but then tomorrow we'll push it a little further.
Does Jalen need any kind of procedure for that?
No. He does not, nope. So just has a sprain and working hard. He did running yesterday and he's going to run again today. So he's getting close, but wasn't ready to be. Not yet. Until if it goes real well in the run today, then we would consider, you know, practice him tomorrow. So we're anxious to see how he does in his rehab run today. He participated yesterday in the rehab run, and we're going to do that again today.
And how has CJ looked in practice?
CJ's looked good. He's worked good. We've had Dio in there, and then we've also had Bleedy work in. So, but CJ really looked on point. It's the speed and the explosion that CJ plays with. It's just good to have him. He's been here the whole time, been trained up with it. So if his opportunity is there, he's totally ready for it, Vaughn. Yes?
For Beasley, can you elaborate on his progressions from rookie year to his second season?
Yes, I'll be glad to on with Vic. Coming in as a rook, playing as a pass rusher, there's a lot to learn from your first year and how to play against big tackles, long tackles, guys who have quickness, guys who have more strength, depending on how their set can go. How do you deal with the chip plan? All those things you don't really talk about, you know, in your college development time. I'm sure they do some, but not to the level that each guy has such an individual plan. So throughout the offseason, he worked very hard understanding different people playing a little different style. So he had a better awareness of how to attack. The get off and the speed was always there. Sometimes last year, he really ran high and would run pass, and a tackle could kind of just, you know, work with him and make him run, you know, past the quarterback. So he worked hard at developing some counters and knowing that even though he's, you know, undersized in terms of weight, he can still convert speed to power if you really get off the ball well. So having learned that, I think that was an important part of the process for him. And then just a relentless mindset, knowing very few times does it happen just on one move and you hit it. You know, it's finishing and spinning back and grinding for it. So I think there was a lot of things that went into it. But I'd say those were some of the things that helped him improve this year.
Going into the season, breaking in that many young guys, they seem to have held up. Maybe the stats aren't that great.
Yeah, the stats, you know, will definitely keep you up at night if you just look solely at those. But there's definitely areas that we wanted to improve. And we knew there'd be some growing pains with certain techniques and certain things that you have to go through. It really starts with communication. How good can you get at that, where not only do you know your own assignment, but you're able to share some of the information pre-snap. And that, over the last few weeks, I've seen really ramp up that communication piece where the information is getting back and forth. The run and hit factor has always been there. And so now when we put more to it, that's helped a lot. But we got a lot of faith in them. We got a lot of faith in the guys on this roster. They're a very tight group connected. At linebacker, you know, certainly having guys like, you know, Warlow and Wheeler and Spoon had been a big asset to that. And then same thing in the secondary. Ricardo Allen, somebody that we don't talk about a lot, but has had a very significant impact. And Ish, guys who have a real voice about how they want to play. I think True is another example of that, you know, to help in the development of Poole. So we don't look at them as young guys anymore. We just look at them as ball players who are ready to go play. But I understand the question. There is a lot of play time for them. I didn't have concern with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put them in if they didn't feel like they were earned it and ready to go. So I didn't have concern. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made some of the moves that we did.
What did they sort of all bring that you move? I mean, obviously, there's a kind of player you're looking for, and they're different positions, but we don't know kind of that speed.
Yep, the speed.
That's kind of what
Yeah, and we were looking for, you know, the two initials of CT. And the competitiveness is when a guy really wants to try and finish and plays with urgency. And then the physicality part, you know, the running and hit part, the physicality and the ability just to, like, never back off. And so I think that's an important part of playing defense, to be a really good defensive player. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to strain. There's going to be, you know, the run-hit factor involved. But you're going to have some resiliency, knowing, okay, I got to go play the next play. That one didn't go good, but this one's going to. So we were looking for guys, between Thomas and myself, that had that kind of grit, toughness, dog mentality to fight and battle. And a lot of those guys, amongst others on the team, have it. So it's not something necessarily you can, you know, write in a scouting report, but you have to put them in the situations, all right? I want to go against Julio in practice. I want to take him on in one-on-ones as opposed to counting in lines, okay, I don't want to line up on number 11. You know, it's more like we're looking for the guy is, all right, I know he's the best, and I want to go challenge him. And so that's what you're looking for in one-on-ones and pass rush and covering people. All right, where's Tammy? I want to go after him and try to cover him. So it's those little things that you look for to know that the guy's a really good competitor.
You mentioned Brian Poole a moment ago. What kind of impact has he had so far this
season? He's played a lot, and he's had a good impact. He really has a very good understanding of playing nickel. And when you play inside, you deal with a different variety of guys. Some guys are very quick guys who can try to beat man-to-man routes on your leverage. He's a very good zone player, and he's a good tackler. Those are the things that allows him to play well at nickel. And then for Keith on the special team side, he's shown that toughness, that grit that he wants to go finish. So in the NFL today, you play a lot of defense and offense, for that matter, in three wide receiver sets. So maybe from years past, from covering the teams, that position wasn't as didn't get as much recognition. But now that position, our nickel, you know, back, he is a starter. And so we're pleased with Brian's progression.
Vic Beasley talked about the impact you've had on his career in particular. How would you describe him as a player and a person?
That's a great one. He is, let's start with the player first. I think he's really coming into his own. And in that way, he's finding all the little details that you can go to get better. And that's what being relentless is. Where's another part of my game I can get better? Where's something else I can study to find that edge? And honestly, that's what we're looking for. So he's continuing to search for it and find that. There's a whole army of teammates that want to help do that. Dwight's one that he can show him how to study and how to battle. He's definitely has become more relentless as it's gone. Off the field, he's very laid back, you know, big country music fan. He's, you know, drives a gigantic truck, which, you know, it shows some of his country roots. He's you know, big-time family guy, but one from his teammates, you know, he's a guy who will, you know, really cares about the guys, you know, in his room on this team. And that shows, I think for those guys, you would say he's a terrific teammate. And it's certainly been a connection that I appreciate with all the players to get to know him better. And I had a special time to connect more with him. We went on a USO tour together, Warlow and Matt Bryant himself and Grady. So he's usually pretty connected to Grady too. They've been good buddies for a long time. So if you see Grady, chances are Vic's not too far away. Yep. That's a good one. I would probably say right now we play him a lot down in the box, but I'd say Keanu Neal is very active in the tackles. We put him into that spot, Vaughn, where he's down close to the line of scrimmage intentionally. Where we can try to put him to where some of the action is. So it's not a surprise that that position's getting a lot of tackles. But he's been somebody that is bringing the right intent, trying to hit through the target, not just at the target. I think that's a small thing that we don't talk about a lot. That's where the real contact happens, not just hitting the guy, but trying to hit through him. He has a real awareness of where the strike zone is and tries to, you know, use that technique when appropriate in our leverage. But Ricardo and him are two that work in good concert together, and I think we're improving at a lot of other areas, but I'd say he's one that stuck out to me. Not all of them are good, and that's life of playing in the NFL. We get some good guys, too, so that we go against. But knowing that leverage and understanding it, he's getting a real strong principle for that. I think Brian Poole has shown that he's, you know, a good tackler, you know, in space as well. That's when it gets real tough, when not everybody's around. And now it's you and I. There's 8, 10 yards in between us. In line when it's just, you know, in the cubicle, I like my chances. But when it's outside, when there's a lot of space against really, you know, guys who've got quickness and the ability to move, that's when the linebackers and the safeties have to, you know, be on point. And that's why it makes Rico a good tackler. All of his tackles generally are in space. A guy broke through, it got to space, get him down. He's done a good job with that.